And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about the one I'm sitting in. It's Alabama, y'all. And I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'm going to dump into dipper number three here. I called it Assassin's Creed. I do not mean the video game, actually. That may have been a teaser. Maybe it's somebody. It's Assassin's Creed.
Great video game, though.
Great video game.
Very good video
game. Yeah, I've never actually played it. I'm not a huge gamer, but like Birdman, that's one of his favorites.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
It's up there, and it's one of the few ones that I actually listen to the soundtrack in my playlist.
The soundtrack?
The yeah, it's great. It's
It's got its own soundtrack, or is
yeah,
it? Okay.
They have set soundtracks that they made for each game, but yeah, I have some of those on my workout playlist, I'll admit.
We are so off topic right now. All right, so Assassin's Creed, what am I talking about? The crazy thing is, this guy who assassinated the CEO of United Healthcare in New York City, he's become like a cult classic or a cult. There's a cult following for him right now, and I'm finding this to be just gross, to be honest. And I look at it and think, okay, what are y'all doing? I mean, the very idea that the left is beginning to idolize. I mean, there are women swooning over him. No kidding. You go out there and check it out. The left is swooning over it. Like, I've got a piece right here. Steven Crowder, who has his podcast Louder with Crowder, he came out and said United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's suspected assassin, his name is Luigi Mangione, has been caught, and the left is so beholden to identity politics they have no choice but to make us about race, and they are. But then he goes on to talk about the fact that people are suddenly throwing themselves at this guy who we now are fairly clear he assassinated a man and ended his life on the streets of New York City. A law-abiding citizen. It doesn't matter whether you like his job. He was a law-abiding citizen, a family man, and there is a wife and kids and friends and community that no longer have one of their own. And yet the left is jumping all in on this. In fact, there's a discussion on this. I prepared this segment last night, to be honest. I had to be out of the house early this morning, so I did a lot of my work last night late getting the show ready. And lo and behold, this morning, Fox News did a whole segment on this, and I had JP go and find a clip. They were discussing this at midday today. What show was that? Was that Harris Faulkner's show?
This one was Outnumbered.
Outnumbered, yeah. That's the one that Harris Faulkner is one of the hosts on. So they were actually discussing this very thing about how people are beginning to, like, fall for this guy. Like, oh, look how good looking he is. Oh, he's a folk hero. Oh, play the clip.
I mean, Emily, it's not funny. That's not humor to me. This is a alleged murderer. And John Levine, he's from the New York Post, he put this, this isn't far from the realm of possibility. I could see Luigi Mangione getting a sweetheart plea deal from Bragg, getting 5 years, walking in 18 months, and hosting a show on MSNBC by 2028.
Well, I think that's a reflection of that clown culture that we just talked about in the intro. It's a reflection of the horrible legacy and ruination of the criminal justice system by Alvin Bragg, and also a reflection of MSNBC that provides a platform for those extremist viewpoints. Look, if you are an employer, if you are a boss, if you are a teacher, if you are in charge of admissions anywhere in this country right now, check your employees, check your children, check the social media of anyone over which you have control of their employment, their education, their influence, to see if that they have participated in this, in the online.
Stop it right there. What they're talking about is that Jimmy Kimmel made a whole comedy segment out of this last night. Jimmy Kimmel made a whole comedy segment, said that he'd been checking the young ladies who work in his studio and that they are swooning over the guy. Like, oh, I need him so much, like right now. Oh my gosh. And they're just, y'all, this is gross. Now, Pierce Morgan, British journalist Pierce Morgan, he has his own show, and he had a discussion on this, and he had, some of y'all know who I'm talking about, Taylor Lorenz. She's a so-called journalist. She's a left-wing journalist. By the way, she just lost her second or third job in journalism because she's so radical that she's distasteful. She's not even, She's like the super vaxxer. Wear your mask at all times. Let me screw with your life and defame you and say things that make no sense, to the point that even the liberal rags that hire her, like I think Vice and Vox, they get rid of her. But she was on Piers Morgan for reasons I can't imagine. Piers Morgan Uncensored. And Piers Morgan himself, who is no conservative, but he'll call things out, he called her out, asking her, because she was smirking about the assassination, like she was enjoying the discussion, like she was having a big time talking about it. And he finally said, what the blank are you laughing at? I mean, he called her out on his own show. He said, Taylor, I don't mean to be rude, but what the blank are you laughing at all the time? I don't get it. Sorry, apologies for the language here, but honestly, I find it unbelievable. What are you laughing at? And she said, well, I'm laughing at the insane mischaracterization about yada, 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 yada. Anyway, the bottom line is this. It's a thing. There's this weird sort of almost cult following. It's like he's Bonnie and Clyde. He's like, I've got a piece here. Where'd I pull this one from? Daily Caller. Daily Caller has an article that says, CEO assassination exposes the darkest elements of the left wing's younger generation. Dateline yesterday. It's talking about the fact that on social media, in the words of this author, it says, weirdo degenerates who should not even have access to the internet have been celebrating Mangione as a folk hero, like a modern-day Robin Hood. They're even, you know, the hoodie jacket that he wears in the video when he shoots the guy? A company has already made a replica of the hoodie jacket, and it's been flying off the shelves because people want it.
Yeah, there's merch of his. So it's...
Yeah, they call it murder merch. Murder merch. Yeah. Who does this? All right, I look at this and think, you know, this is like a... First of all, I don't think this is all of society. I don't. But it shouldn't be any of society. There's nothing noble here. He was not standing up for the common man. You can stand up for the common man and make your cause known without murdering people in the street. And oh, by the way, he didn't confront him. He didn't get into an altercation and it went bad. He didn't come at the guy and they had fisticuffs. He didn't, no, none of it. He snuck up behind him on the street with a silenced weapon and shot him in the back. And then while he lay on the ground, he shot him 3 more times. And then he calmly walked away, got on a bike, and left. And they found him eating a burger at McDonald's. That's a coward. That's a sick individual. That is someone who, oh, by the way, does not deserve to be praised for anything. But the fact that he was railing against the machine and took out one of the corporate giants suddenly makes him, to some people, this weird kind of cult hero. Well, I'd say no, and I'd say we better get a hold of this right now. But you're looking at it right now, and you're finding girls swooning over his looks. You're finding guys talking about how, man, that was man up. That was man up. Now you've got, they're actually finding other CEOs with their wanted posters being posted on the streets of New York City. And you look at this and go, what the heck, man? There are people, Red State says, there are people that are celebrating the murder. It says the case of the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, Dateline yesterday, has taken a bizarre turn in the court of public opinion after news broke about the apprehension of 26-year-old Luigi Mangione. To put it simply, Mangione is receiving an outpouring of support from sadistic weirdos on social media, which not only says a lot about our society, but could have dangerous consequences. That's the thing. Who's going to be out there that says, yeah, man, I want some of that. I mean, maybe the girls will like me too. Maybe the people think I'm cool too. Maybe they'll want to buy a jacket like I wear. Maybe I'll dress up like him, and we'll be. Listen, Mangione was arrested sitting at a McDonald's, and he had a ghost gun. They call them ghost guns. It's a Biden amendment. I almost hate to use the term, but basically, he has a gun that was made for him on a 3D printer, which now that kind of explains why he was having to rack the rounds so often. His suppressor was not working the way it should, and it was also a weapon that was, you know, made off of a printer. But he railed against the corporate healthcare system in his manifesto, and that is resonating with the common man. Well, I got news. It ain't. And what they need to do sometime soon, I say they, what I hope will happen sometime soon is the people that loved Brian Thompson, the CEO who was murdered, I hope they will get their moment to come on the air and talk about how devastating it has been to their life. So as the woke left starts making him into some kind of a pinup doll, I hope they begin to see that this ain't right. There was a, what you got?
I was going to say, this is the problem with people who are chronically online, and especially in my age.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Because they can't tell the difference between reality and like something. Like you're looking, you see a video, like you see it on your phone of some guy doing this. It almost doesn't click in their head of, oh, that's a real person that had a real family that is now upset because he is no longer lit. Like he's dead. Like this is not like just something you're scrolling on your phone.
Yeah.
This is not something in a movie. This is not some romanticized TV show. Like, no, this is real life. Somebody actually died and the family is actually now without a love, family member. So it's just like when you're chronically online and you can't decipher between reality and something that's fiction, that this is the result of it. The reality doesn't click in their brain.
It doesn't. And you know, to use the term that or the phrase that I labeled this Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Unlike the video game where the character from Assassin's Creed who wore a hood,
yep,
who always wore a hood that shielded his eyes and things from the public view, who was sort of a dark hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was noble in what he did. There's no nobility here.
Nope.
And the fact that this guy wore a hood did not make him Assassin's Creed, and what I'm afraid they're going to wind up seeing. And by the way, it's not just young skulls full of mush too. Like I got this one that I'll close with. A Penn professor, an Ivy League professor. Well, never mind. I don't know why I'm saying it like that's surprising. Socialist UPenn professor hides her social media after a celebratory post about the CEO murdered. University of Pennsylvania professor made some of her social media accounts private and appeared to take down her TikTok account after going viral for celebrating the suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, being a graduate of the school where she teaches, because he was a Penn grad. Luigi Mangione, 26, accused of, yes, he is, a yada, yada, yada. But then in one TikTok, she said, she smiles while playing the song, "Do You Hear the People Sing?" Yeah. And then she talked about having never been prouder to be a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, the post began to pick up steam. And when it was finally pointed out how disgusting that was, then she had remorse and took down her account so that people couldn't see it anymore. That's somebody who's teaching the kids.
By the way, Elizabeth Warren, too, made a stupid post.
I saw that.
Like... There's no justification for this, comma, but it's like right there.
There's
is
no
where
but.
You, yeah, and she's like, but you can only push people so far.
There's no comma.
Yeah.
There's no but. There's just no excuse. Period. That's where the sentence ends. Period. And then you don't follow with a but. By the way, somebody told me once, if you have to follow your apology with a but, then it wasn't really an apology.
Yeah. And that's a senator, by the way. That's what drives me nuts.
Well, she also lied about who she is.
Yeah. So.
Take me to a break, man. We'll come right back and wrap the show, man. I got a ton of text messages sitting out there. See if I can get some of those in. I suspect I'll get a phone call. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.